We are now starting a series of shiurim on Etz Chaim. Baruch Hashem, we're Mesayim Otot Chaim. And we are now starting a series of shiurim on Etz Chaim. Now, the Hakdama to this shiur really is Hakdama to the, it's very similar to the Hakdama we gave on the first shiur on Otot Chaim. There, I would suggest you strongly that before you starting these, this is, by the way, just a continuation of Otot Chaim, so I'm not going to be going through the basics at all here on these shiurim, but rather, anybody just starting off in this limud should rather refer themselves to the shiurim they will give on Otot Chaim. There, we have a Hakdama on reading the a kitzu of the Hakdama of the Rav Chaim Vital wrote in Shah Hakdamas, and plus answering up quite a few questions that people have about the hesitation of learning Bechlal, the inyan of Kabbalah, about Koitzis Netiyas and Ad Gil Abayim and Im Hakodmin Lo Osku Anachno Yasku. How can it be that our Rebbeim did not learn Kabbalah? How is it that we're coming on learning Kabbalah? Nasi Meshuga, all these various tainas are dealt with over there, especially about the taina of Ein Adam Yochel Etayel Bepaldes Ela Ache Shemilik Cheso in Bosavayay. The famous Rambam brought down in the Roman Yodeh Sim Resh Men Vav Siv Dalet. So there we addressed all those points. So it's Kedai Me'od to see what we spoke about over there. Now, Rav Chaim Vital writes at the beginning of Etz Chaim two chakiras, which we're going to try, and I stress the word try, to understand as best as we can. They're very deep chakiras, and the Mefarshim already point out there are various problems with them, and we're going to be yoytzi yedei chiyuv alimud hachakiras as far as a magas yad. But before that, I'd like to bring my own chakira, a chakir which is yedua mefusim as well. And this is the chakir, goes as follows. As we know, as we learned Otot Chaim, we saw that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mishtalshel his or and sof into a mokum ponui, as we've learned, and from this mokum ponui, which he created out of the Tzimtzum, he created the world of Adam Kadmon. From Adam Kadmon came out. Excuse me, from the Naim of Adam Kadmon came out the Esesphiras, which created the world of Akudim, Nikudim, Brudim, and finally the world of Atzilus, and then finally from there is Mishtalshe to all the other Olamas of Bria, Yetzira, and Asir. So we find this world of this word of Mishtalshel, meaning coming from another process from a higher world, and following through from there. It's mashma from the Kitva Arizal that the entire Bria, the entire Metzias, whether it's Ruchnias, whether it's Gashmias, is together Yesh Meyesh. Right? We don't find that the Arizal writes that he created the world, but rather there was Ishtalshelus, and we see the way the Oilers come out from the Peh Da'akudim, and how they create the Kalim, and how that creates this, and sort of the snowball effect going, getting bigger and bigger, being more and more Megashim, creating more of the worlds. The problem with that is that all the Rishonim are claw, and this is one of the Ikrei Munim that we have, is that we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu creates things Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin, not Yesh Me'yesh. So that is a very sore point, and it's claw from the Rishonim, from the Ramban, and others, that the Eibusha creates everything Yesh Me'ayin, creates something from nothing. That means we are a nothingness was created from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not that there is the inyan of Ishtalshelus. So how do we yashif this inyan? So first thing is in Mevor She'orim is, as we know, that's the Basra de Basra, the Arizal thought Al-Chai Vital for 1 year and 10 months. After that, Rav Chaim Vital went back to Damascus, where he wasn't originally from Sfas, and went back to Damascus and went over the learnings, the teachings of Arizal for the next 20 years after that. He wrote additions which make up what we have in front of us called the Etz Chaim, and the last final edition is called Mevor Sha'arim. And there he writes over there, I'll just quote you the last one over here. He writes Mevor Sha'arim Sha'afilu Omnam Kasha Olam Ritzona Haposhud Lahatzil Olamos Az Hutro Trila Hakol Livroa Hamokam Achalal Aponoi. So first thing he wanted to do is to create the Mokam Ponoi. Shiyatzil achikach haolamos tocha chalalahu ka'odam habone beis chatunoso lebeno va'achikach mishanich machniso letocha va'ose lochupa ומתחיל הבור ועושה מקום לו של כל העולמות כולם ראשית אק עד סוף עולם העשייה ואחיקח בור בתור העולמות עצמם והנה אחר שאין סוף היה התחילה ממלא מקום כל העולם שבור אחיקח ולא היה אז מקום פנוי הוא צורך אין סוף עצמו לצמצם מתיוסוב לאורו ואורו ויניח מקום פנוי להציל בתור העולמות עד כאן לשלום. So we see clear from the Mevor Sha'arim this inyan of betchila bara ve'asa hamokem shel kol olamos kulam mereshit ak at sof olam asiyah. Seems to be that there was an inyan of a bara, of a creation. So it was created yesh ma'ayin. So that's clear. The chiddush even here is that even the mokem ponoi that we're going to speak about soon, the mokum where everything was created, is even a creation. That's a creation itself. Not like people think that it's a fact of lack of all, right? It's just not the maisit tzimtzum itself creates the mokum, but rather, besides the mokum tzimtzum, there was an actual creation called mokum ponoi. Very, very strong mashma over here. That's the way it was. The Rav Meir Papirish was one of the Mesadrim, of the Kitva Arizal, and he writes clearly over there the Hagor. He goes, "Ma haya inan en sof terem atzilus?" What was the role of the en sof before it created? Tchila kol haya bora makom. First, he created the makom, created from nothing. Va'achika hetzil es esfils betochom. So it's clear from the Raf, which is called. That was the situation that he created. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Yesh Ma'ayin. The Ramchal in Chokher Mekubal in Daf Beis in Reish Amud Beis, he writes the Mekubal. Hineni moide al kolzim ve'adrava ze yesod binyone. שמתיל אין בו מקרא גוף כלל וכל חז ושם ואי אפשר לומר בשום אופן שאורו ידבר יתפעל וישתל של עד יעשה מבורו נברא. We can't say that there's just ישתל שלוש from the Eibishter directly to us and we're a chilek of the Eibishter. There can't be הלא מימי לא שמעתי יויסר בעינן הבריאה כי אם הי יש מאיים ולא יויסר. All we've been hearing since we're children, we've always heard this inyan of יש מאיים. Vim Kain Ech Ef Shalom Ash Ishtalshilus. How can we say this in the Ishtalshilus? So you see clear from the Ramchal that this Ishtalshilus that the Riza speaks about is not the Lok Pshuto. It doesn't mean actually one thing coming from another, but rather there was a break. There was the Eivishta and the creation. It's Einu Doime Zilizim. The only Shani is Wanderach, the Ariza say clear. You know, that's the problem. It seems to be Mashma that it's one thing creating, not creating, but one thing just rolling off and becoming and muting, becoming something else.
What's the question?
The
beginning, everybody is Yesh Me'ayin. What's the first Nekuda? Then Nekuda is Mishtashel from A to Z.
What do you mean from the beginning? Which part of the beginning mean for her?
Whatever. The beginning was nothing. From nothingness was Yesh Me'ayin. Once you got the first yesh, like the Ayuli, the Ramban Ayuli Atira, once you got this first yesh within it as all the Ayishtashlus from A to Z.
Yeah, but we don't see that in the Ariza Bechla.
Why?
We don't find this break, we don't find this.
He's not talking about from nothing to. It's
of course, he's talking from nothing.
No, he says. He says, where is it starting from? It's starting from.
It starts off by saying there's the Ein Sof. Okay? Ein Sof is Mishpashtet.
But Ein Sof is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's not.
He starts talking about the
end of itself is is a yesh me'ayin.
One second. That's not bechlal mekubal likuladeyas. Okay.
Rely on me.
So if you take on that the Ein Sof Bochu is mispashet everywhere. That's how we start off the story.
Yeah.
And then he's mitzamtim himself, makes a mokum ponoi, and creates a calf, and around that creates the act, creates that, da, 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 da. It seems to be shtalshus one thing to the other, mm-hmm. with no inyan of yesh ma'ayim lach lach lach.
From the Ensov.
Ensov is the Eibishter.
Chazir Shalom, if it's Bochu, he comes on the Eibishter. He comes on at
the Eibishter. Okay, because it says Bochu.
Bochu is on the Eibishter, Chazir Shalom.
Okay, one second. Okay,
I'm not sure if you're in the territory, whether it's.
Yeah, we're taking on that the Ein Sof is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, that's right. The only the Leshen said this, by the way, okay?
The what?
That the Ein Sof is a Nivra. That's it. There's nobody else that says this.
If you say Ein Sof, isn't that you know he has Ein Sof? He is Ein Sof. If you know he is Ein Sof, yeah. So you know something about him. So he can't be. Because we know nothing about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Knowing that
there's nothing wrong with no. There's nothing saying. There's nothing wrong saying something's Ein Sof. There's nothing. There's no secret about Ein Sof. Ein Sof just means infinity. There's no beginning. That's the biggest shvacha there is. We're not describing the Ein
Sof.
Listen. Let's put the Lashem aside. Listen. Let's put the Lashem aside. According to all the Mefarshim. That the answer of the Eibishter, that's the reference Eibishter was, means just a great thing. The Eibishter is no beginning, no end. That we don't understand. So one second. So the Shomer Munim says something about it. He says, you know what? The Arizal didn't spell it out. The Shomer Munim in Vikuach. I'll tell you exactly where it is. The Shomer Munim in Vikuach.
The Kabbalah, you mean?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So he says the foolish there in his Hakdama that the Arizal did not have to write, didn't have to tell his Talmidim, which were Gedoilim Kubolim Hador, right? Like the Al Shirch Vekehena, he didn't have to explain to them these Poshi Yesoidas, the Ikrim, that there is an Inyan of Yesh Me'ayin. And therefore he starts off by being Mazmir Mikan Le'elech. Yeah? But Avada, the Eibishter, was created everything that there is in this world, and it's not this Indian of Ishtalshus. We're just picking up the picture from the Ishtalshus onwards, but Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything. I will see exactly where that point was, okay? But I'm saying from the Poshut Pshat that we have over here in the Arizal, we don't see any of this Indian of Yesh Me'ayin. So that's important to understand that everything is a creation, and it's not like a lot of people think that take this, you know, I heard people saying that we're Elohims, you know, we have Ein Sof in front of us, inside of us, you know, because it's Shtatlus, it comes straight down.
That's true.
So Chalila Bechas to say such a thing, because we have to understand that everything from the Arizal downwards is all Yesh Me'ayin. It's a creation.
Ein Sof, yes.
What?
We are Ein Sof.
No.
Yeah.
No, and I'll explain to you.
You just said it.
No, it's not.
What do you say?
It's not. It's
you
not at all.
Say
Let's go slow. Let's build up the picture. Okay, so that's the Yesodis. Yesodis, Yesh Me'ayin. Everything is Yesh Me'ayin. Okay. Yesh Me'ayin is that we have no kesher to the Eibishter. You understand? That's Yesh Me'ayin?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. That's exactly the opposite of what you just said a minute ago.
No, not at all. Ein Sof is not Yesh Me'ayin.
Ein Sof is the... No, I'm telling you, that's only the Leshem. Put the Leshem aside, please.
What did you say?
Okay, the Ein Sof...
Leshem is me? Leshem is that me?
No, yeah. The Leshem. Okay, so put the Leshem aside now, okay? The Ein Sof Bochu is the Eibishter.
You can't say that because the Ein Sof goes into the Chut. It's turned to the Chut.
Okay, I'm not gonna...
No, when you carry...
Okay, so let's continue here. So now that we know the ikrim that there is a musaq of Yesh Me'ayin, as we all have known, and that's not a stira b'chlal ta'arizah, as we saw from the Shomei Bonim. The question is, how do we understand the famous Zohar? The Zohar says a lotion of ihu v'chiyuhi v'gurumayhu chad b'hon. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu and his creations are one, right? Kul Shabbirchu Oraita Yisrael Chatu. Even though we don't find Mamash that Losh in the Zohar, but as I'm in Pitkam, that is, everything is one. According to what we're saying, Yesh Ma'ayin, how can everything be one? This Bechalal Eino Doime. What we find by the Eibushter and us, how do we stem these two things together? Okay? But that we have to understand a little bit of the Shtalshulut Adivari. So, most of what I'm telling you right now is actually found in at the back of the Shosh HaYam Chelek Aleph. He has a very, very beautiful mama, which he calls Bri Yesh Ma'ayim Yesod Elikus. So there he speaks about the Yesod of Elikus. We speak a lot about the Yesod Elikus. What is this Yesod Elikus all about? So I just want to quote you here. He says over here, on page Shin Lamed Dalet here, Be'ofin Shiratzonius HaNishoma Yoytzim Lepoel Ali De'aguf. So here he's referring back to the world of Atzilus. Remember, we know there's a world of Atzilus, and then there's another three worlds which is called Bri Yetziyasiyah. The Zohar is clear to us that there's a huge chilek between the world of Atzilus and Bri. It's not like we always quote Abia, all we gather all these four into one, but rather there's a huge difference between the first and the last three. And he says, "Be'ofen she'aritzoynus haneshama yotzim lifor alidei guf yachad ke'echad berega echad." Besod chibo nifle zehu nikra matzav shel elukus, meaning that the Eibushter is mishtalshel his all and sof inside the mokum ponui, and is mishtalshel it all the way down into Adam Kadmon, as we know, as we'll read more in details as we go through the Etzchayim. We're just giving a sort of a shir klali here, and then it goes into this all and sof goes in from Adam Kadmon into the world of Atzilus. Okay, it goes into the world of Atzilus together neshama toch haguf. Neshama toch haguf. The Hainu, it's not one. It's not this O and Sof that we're talking about, but rather it is shlabshus of the O. It's lavishes of the O. So therefore, the world is working in conjunction with this Elokus. That's what we talk about. That's when we use the word of Elokus. This is this relationship that comes out from the Ein Sof and the world of Atzilus together, that makes it Kechad. Kechad. And I emphasize the Chaf, because it's not Chad. It's two different things. You have the Boire and you have the Nivra. Remember, that's what's the problem. The problem is, we have in one case, we have that we have the Loshonis of the Ariza, the Loshonis of the Ariza talking about Ishtalshlus, where the Loshon of the Zohar talking about that it's called Kul Echadhu, Kul Shabiruchu, Reis Echadhu. How can it be one? How can it be the Boira becomes one with the Nivra? Doesn't make any sense. Teretz is, it's all together Nishama B'toch Aguf. One has nothing to do with it Be'etzim, but once they come together, they work together Kichad. Masha Einkin, when you come to the lower world of Bri Yetziyasiyah, the Moshel is more like a person talking to another person. You have one Bria talking to another Bria. That means that the Avada, the Ein Sof, also goes down into the lower worlds, but it doesn't have the same Kesher B'chlal B'chlal as does it have with the world of Atzilus. Atzilus Kichadu, Masha Einkin over here is Kishnei Gufim Zilizim. So that's the Kesha, and that's how we miyashiv this inan of Yesh Ma'ayin. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. What's not clear?
How's it miyashiv?
You understand the Kesha, right?
In the Losh Dozoi, how you have Kachad.
That's right. It's mashma that it's all Yesh Miyesh, right? It's all one thing. Ishtalshalus.
Why you say that? Why? Because of the Shibuku and Oreisa.
It's all one. Right? It's all one.
Yeah.
It's all one.
So?
It's all one. And when you say the vote Ishtalshalus, it means the all, the same all and sof, just becomes more and more Megasha, more Megasha, more Megasha, but it's Kulachat. The same Musig. Right?
No, but it was a Kesha.
What? What do you mean you don't understand the kasha?
The question is, what do you see from Kusha Bechu Yisrael V'Oreis Echad? You see what?
It's all one.
What is one?
The it's all the Nivra, yeah, right, which is us and all the worlds, yeah, is one with the Eivishter. There's no difference between them. It's more Megashim than the other, but it's all. It's all more Megushim. It's all one Ishtashlis. Okay? That doesn't stem with the Yesoidas of Yesh Me'ayin.
Yeah, but how do you answer that? The Maimah still says they're all one.
Excuse me?
Maimah still says they're all
Maimah?
One.
The Maimah?
The Maimah. The Piskum.
Yeah. There's still one, right?
Yeah, but how do you answer that? You,
it's not say? One. It's Kichad.
But it doesn't say Kichad.
It does.
The Zohar does, but not the Piskum.
Chadmiah.
The Piskum?
Piskum says
Chadmiah. Yeah, Chadmiah. It says Kichad.
Yeah, it's not so clear in the Zohar that way. It doesn't say Mamisho's word.
Right, I mean, what you mean is the Pisk, it was your loss of Pisk.
Yeah.
You're saying the Piskum is incorrect.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It doesn't mean Mamisho. Yeah. It's not Mamish one. Yeah, it is like a Neshama and a Guf inside. That's how we understand. You understand? The Neshama is the Eivishter, and he creates what's called the Guf. And it's Mislavish the Guf. Okay?
Why the case red should be even the green?
Because we have a more of a shaykhus, we're higher up. I don't want to discuss with the goyim right now. Obviously, there's different
tweets.
Yeah.
So everything is kichad.
Yeah. But the tachlis of bris is it's tzchar.
No, I know that.
We don't have to speak about the goyim. They're not part of the cheshbon. Come on. Anyways. But the vault over here is another question that we have, is that we for emphasis with this is that who are we davening to? Who are we davening to? As we know from Kabbalah that we're davening to, and we're making all the tikkun and zun de'atzilus, as we know from the Shulchan on Otzot Chaim. Zun de'atzilus is our kesher, and zun meaning the shchinta sheshore beneinu in the olam as a tachtoinim, and all the tikkunim happen in those. That means that all the shemus that we find, the havayas and the ekes and the tzavokos and kel and all the havayas, only come about in the world of Atzilus. Before the world of Atzilus is only Ein Sof. There's no other name we find bechlal mentioned above the world of Atzilus for any form of davar ruchni. It's only Ein Sof.
Where does Shechin fit in with the Tzilus?
Shechina is much lower down. So it's the lowest possible. Rachel Leah.
It's Machos.
So that's what we're davening to. So the Maisha is, are we davening? And this was one of the snagdus that the oilam means the even by the Rishonim, the Rashba tied this to Rabbi Bulafia, Rabbi Bulafia, he tied it that we have one God and you have 10 gods. You're davening to 10 spheres. All you're preaching about is the 10 spheres, and how they're all up there, and you're making tikkun, and you're davening to the 10 spheres. It's a kasha if you don't understand the inyanim properly. Teretz is and a chanami. We're taker making tikkunim in the Esses spheres, but what's inside the Esses spheres? The Esses spheres inside of them is taker the all ends off, and that's where kavanah. So kavanah zavada is we're only poil. Paul, these tikkunim via the gufim, but avada or kavanas are the ruchne shabo. The ruchne shabo is the Ein Sof shabo.
So you still split up the Ein Sof into 10.
Beseder, so what? So it's not the body. It's all one. It's kul echad. It's all. It's part of the same. A tree has branches. You're not looking at the tree separately. That was the Havamina. This is Keser and this is Chochma. This is a complete separate spheres, right? Teretz is all linked up on one end soft, which is following in them, and that's why we can do tikkunim, and we can mention that we're davening to zun d'atzilus and making tikkunim there. It's because we have the all end soft, and that's the English term. Okay. That's a very important Mama Muska to understand this. And just to finish off, I want to quote you a Leshem, when she brings out Leshem over here. Leshem Shabu Achlama B'Sefer Deya. And Taki says these words, Mephoshim. Listen to these words. So a long piece, I'm just going to read a few lines here. Amatil Yitzborach Shemo. שאין לו גילוי כלל ולא שם כלל אלא רק אחרי התלבשות באצילס. The Eibishter himself, the Atzmius, is only mislabish, and there's no mention of him whatsoever, only when you get to the world of Atzilus. Then in the world of Atzilus you have a giloy of the Eibishter. V'kol mila v'shem elokus asher amarnu hu shehu rak be'atzilus. Elokus, when we talk about elokus, only in those words are only in Atzilus. Rak alede yichudu behem. Vihine, when he's misyached with the oilam of Atzilus, then you call that relationship Atzilus, elokus. Hine zulas Atzilus lo nikra amatzil b'shem elokus v'lo b'shum shem klal. Without these lavishus of the Eibishter in the world of Atzilus, we can't call him zero. El rak b'shem ein sof. He can only be referred to as the ein sof, or b'shem amatzil, the creator. Asher bekol elu eno be'emes shemois klal. These are not really names. Ein sof is not really a name. Just saying it's everywhere. There's no end, no beginning. It's not really a name. There's no form there. V'arilanu hakol ponim shehem shem havaya bochu, the yud kei vav kei that we mentioned in all our tefillas. Vehem shem elokim, whether it's the shem elokim which we refer to as well. Shu elokus amitis yitbarach hu rak acher shenitzlabish be'etzilus, when in the world of Etzilus, then these words, then these names come out. Ki az nitgale me'ois ha'meshemois aval koidem Etzilus v'chem lemal me'etzilus ein sham ein shem alav klal ki hu nelam betachlis ha'elem. And that's the vault. That's the vault. Okay? So, we spoke about the Ein Sof being the Eibishter, coming into the world. And even though they're the Shtashlis of the world, but what's the Neshama Shabbat? That's the Eibishter coming all the way to it. But not to make the toast that it's one and the same. That's what just the Nekud that we're pointing out over here. There's an Inyan of Yeshem Ayin, and that's the Yesoidas. That's the creation that we live. We're all Yeshem Ayin, we're all created ones. But the neshama shebetoch, all of this, that nekuda, which makes everything live and continues living, is the Eibishter with is mushmishtalshel, all the way down to all the bria, except in different levels. Okay, as we said, in the world of Atzilus, it's going to be kichad. When you come down from the bria and you see, that's already a much further distancing. But avada, the end self is there, b'tchila. Okay, any questions?
Yeah,
on to
discussions.
What? We'll get to it. Now, let's start with the Chakiras. Now, we're going to start reading from the Chakiras. Two more minutes. of the Ariza. So here we go. Etz Chaim from the beginning. Be'ine Tachlis, the Kavona Shel Abriya, Olomas, and Nivra, Atta, Shtei Chakiras, Nitzasku, Behem, and Mukubal. So, like we said, the Ariza is doing Nitzasik in two Chakiras. And as we said, there's going to be a lot of problems with this, but we're trying to understand it as much as possible. Chakir rishonu, ma shechokor chachamim rishonu va'achronim ledas le'sibas b'riyas ha'olam le'eze siba aita v'nimne v'gom v'gozu omer ki siba adava haya lefi shehine hu yizbar muchach shiyesh shalom v'kol pu'losav v'kol chosav v'kol shmosav shel gedula v'mala v'kovod. ואם לא היה מוצא פעולות וכוחות לידי פועל או מעשה, לא היה כביכול נקרא שלום לא פעולות ולא בשמות וכינויו. כי הנה השם הגודל הוא בן דלת אויסיוס, הווי נקרא כן על האורות, הוויותו ונצחס וקיומו לעד, היה הווה והוא יהיה. תרם הבריאה בזמן קיום הבריאה ואחרי התהפכו אל מה שהיה. ואם לא נברא העולם אז וכל אשר בהם לא יוכלו לראות אמיתה זהורות והוויות ויתברך הנצחית בעבר והווה ועתיד ולא יהיה נקרא בשם הוויה. So it seems to be saying clearly that if it wasn't for the fact that the Eibishter was able to create a metzias, he wouldn't be able to mispashit himself and become sholem in all his midas. וכן באדנוס, וכן שם אדנוס, אני אקרא כן על הורות אדנוס ליוס לו אבודים. ועודם עליהם, ואם לא היה נבראים, לא יוכל לקרוא בשם אדנון. ועדר זה בשער שמות כולם. So, if the Eibishter uncreated people, how can he be called Odom? So therefore, that's what is the reason why the Eibishter created the world, in order to be called an Odom. וכן בעניין הכינויים כגון רחום וחנון ערך הפיים לא יקורא על שמם זולת ביות נבראים בעולם שיקורא לו ערך הפיים וכיוצא בזה ושאר הכינויים כולם. How can Kadosh Baruch Hu call himself a rachum if there's nobody here that he's merachem? So he needs to be merachem on somebody. So once it's therefore he has to create a people in order to have this title as merachem. Does that make sense?
No, you said Baruch Hu is forced to create the dead.
That's what he said. Yeah,
Rabbi Nitzam says that as well.
I don't care who Rabbi Nitzam. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need nothing.
Okay, let's not get emotional here. Let's not get emotional. Let's finish off. I will explain. Omna. V'yoyis alomas nivroim as yotzu poloso. Once the world is created, then only as yotzu poloso v'kochoso v'yidbarach.
And now he's happy.
Lidei poel v'yinikra shalem.
Now he's happy.
Now he's called shalem. Because v'yini poloso v'kochoso v'gam yesh shalem v'kol shemot. Now he can also be called shalem v'kol ha-shemois. Now we can't say that he's chosen anything because now he created people and he's shalom. The inyan atam, and he explains further. Zeid barheitev b'so b'sefer azor parashas Pinchas. Daf reishnun zayin amud beis v'zeh loshon pukuda t'lisa. Da. ואיס למד עד איהו איקרא חכם בכל מיני חוכמות ומייבים בכל מיני תבונות אלא קודם דברו אלמה איקרא בכל אילין דגדגים על שם בריאים. He's only called that על שם בריאים because of his creation, that בעתידים ליבו, that he's going in the future create די לב הוויין בריאים, because if he did not create that oil of alma, מה יקרא רחום ודיין? זה מפור שזוה, that how can it be called a dayan, how can it be called a rachum if he doesn't create them? So therefore he's כביכול forced to create them. אלא השם בריאים דעתידים כפי וכו' וכו'. ופרשת בו דף מן בייס וזה לשון דאילו התפשת נורי על בריאים איך ישתמדון lay ve'ech itkaim male kol aretz kevodo. So therefore I get another Zohar to explain this story. So the first one to ask the obvious question is Rav. Rav Meir Papirish in a famous sefer called Ol Zoroa. In the Ol Zoroa, again it's not the Ol Zoroa that we know, it's the Ol Zoroa of Rav Mephipsachi, Rav Meir Papirish, one of the Mesadre of the not the Etzchai, but of the Kitva Ariza. Ve'ech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, How can it be that he needs the Nivra? Poshup Shad, the reading of the Ariza. How can he need the Nivra in order to become a Shalom? It doesn't make sense. The clause, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzorech Lebriya Me'uma. Right? That's what he's asking. How can the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know, Poshup doesn't need Me'uma, the Ol Zoroa. The same question is asked by the Shomer Munim in the Kuach Sheni Ois Yud Gimel. Also in the Kiram Shlom, Shai Gulim Ois Chafaf. The Leshem Shabbat Lama Biurim in the beginning of Shai Gulim writes, Ein Abriyam Mosif Shum Shlema Klal Ume Uma LeHakadosh Baruch Hu. So how can it be that it seems to be that he's going about, and the Zohar is going on about how it's the Briyim, how the creation is Mashlim his Shlema. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So the Leshem has a tremendous Yisrael. It breaks down into three parts, and I want to tell you that this is miyuchat to the Leshem, because the Mefashim don't go as far as the Leshem, and he's very very mechudish in this gang. But we're going to be bringing a lot of Leshem, so we're going to be going in the Mahalach of the Leshem over here. So Leshem says in the beginning of Biurim, there's three levels: the Atzmius of the Eibishter, and Ein Shum Rotzen o Sechel, sorry, Royen o Sechel Yechol Litzfus Bo. You cannot be Chlal be Masik the Eibishter whatsoever. Ein Machshova Tfisa Klal, says the Zohar. And the Gaon in Likutim says, Afilo Iso is Hihu, Is there's an Iso to Mehaher Bo, Ad Kedika. The Atzmius is left out of the picture. Then the next level is called the Rotzen. The Rotzen is what we call the Giloy. That's what we call the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. And then the third level is the gilui of that rotzon. The Eibishter wanted a creation. We don't ask why he wanted the rotzon, but rather the story of what the Ariza is speaking about here is from the gilui onwards. The gilui is what we call the O, and so that's the gilui of the havayas and all the shemos and the kinuyim, rachum v'dayim v'kehena v'kehena. That's where it came about. That's where the Ariza starts picking up the story over here of the Shtashlus, and especially over here by the Chakira. Meaning that the Eibishter had a Rotzen. Now, we're not here to ask any questions on the Eibishter, but the Rotzen had a Tafkid, the Giloy of that Rotzen had a Tafkid in order to be Mashpia to Klal Yisrael on the world, Hashpa. Now, I have to be Magdim another Kasher, there's a Stira over here. Because in Shah Kloli, I mean, he gives a different reason why the Eibishter wanted to create a world. Not because the Tachlis was, it wasn't because in order for the Tachlis of being more Sholem, therefore Ein Melech Belo Am, that's not the reason. In Shah Kloli, he says, Lehetiv Briyosav, in order to be Meitiv, his creation. So it seems to be too contradictory. Is it the tachlis of the nivra, or is it for the tachlis of the boira? Which one is it? So the answer is avada is the tachlis of the nivra, of us. Lehetiv b'ruyosav, that's the ikatam. But in order to mekayim lehetiv libruyosav, the Eibishter created a construct called the O Ensof, in order to follow through these instructions. In order to be mative, and obviously in order to be mative, and in order to mekayim the mama of the Eibishter, the gilo and all itself has to create a mokum and a people where to have the hakava, in order to make that giloy sholem in his tachlis, and therefore, and what's his tachlis in order to be mative with the Yosef. So that answers up, Baruch Hashem, according to the Leshem and other mafashim in different ways. This question.
How's the question?
So they just don't go as far as saying the creation is the O and so on. They call it something else.
They call it
the Rotson.
I mean, they're still masking that there's.
They were not talking. The story is that we're not talking about the Eibishter. That takes away all the kashas. Problem was the Ariza says 10 times here that the Eibishter was Chos and he had to create a people in order to become Ein Melech Belo Am.
In that case, you're now saying the same thing as he did.
I don't know what he's saying, but this is what the Leshem is saying.
I'm trying to understand what the Leshem seems so clear that I'm trying to work out what other people say.
The only difference between them, they don't say that the all and some, just a lot. It's just a shayla in Loshem. When we say the all and soft, is that a nivra? Or is it the Eibishter? Achelik, like the sun and the rays coming from the sun, right? The rays from the sun, you can tie it that's the chelik of the sun, or Efshetak, it's not. It's a creation from the sun. Or I say it's a technical point. It's a technical point. But the Leshem is saying clearly that it's a nifl. It's a nifl. Okay, but that's nothing to do with the chakira here. For emphasis, the kasha of the Rav Meir Papirish, we're just saying that we're taking a step back. We're not talking about the Eibishter, and therefore we could talk about Ishlemus in a bria. It was not shalom until the tachlis of it became shalom because it created a people. Okay, we're not going to have time to do the next Chakir. Hashem, we'll finish off the Chakir and continue on writing.
Yeah.
Okay.